Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Joining us on the line, Dr. Joseph Chow, Western New York Media Care, as the president yesterday saying that pregnant women should not take Tylenol due to concerns over autism. Dr. Chow, thanks for joining us. I'll start with the simple question. Well, you'll tell me if it's simple. Why did he say this?
Yeah, good morning. Certainly not simple and certainly sounds confusing. So he said this because there were studies. There was a study that actually looked at prior studies, and it totaled around 46 of them dating, you know, from prior years. And this study actually suggests a potential association. And so I think it's important to kind of take a look at the words. Even if you look at the HHS site, it will say it suggests a potential association, but not causation between Tylenol as well as autism or other neurodevelopment disorders. So this is the reason why he said that, pregnant women should not take Tylenol during pregnancy.
What concerns you as a physician with this?
Well, one, we already talked about a confusion. I think this is already causing confusion amongst patients who really will need to talk to their doctor about this. That's one. The other is, you know, treatment. The whole reason why people will take Tylenol, they'll typically take it for pain. They'll take it for fevers. And I think we've all, you know, really in the past day have even seen some of the potential issues of not treating fever as well as pain in pregnancy. So that's also one. Certainly, you know, finding other alternatives during pregnancy, there's really not that many great or even good alternatives to Tylenol at this point. The other popular medication, ibuprofen, certainly has its difficulties in pregnancy that are well documented also. And certainly, you know, we try not to trend towards more potent pain medications such as opiates. So the options that are out there for pregnancy is really not that great. So if you take this away, you're taking away really one of the important and only medications that we can take.
You know, the use of Tylenol, it would seem to me, has kind of stayed steady while autism rates have gone up. And I'm interested in your opinion on this because there's a school of thought that says, well, you know, we're seeing these autism diagnoses up huge numbers in the last 10 years, 15 years. But there are a lot of people who say, well, that does not mean that autism has exploded, just that autism diagnoses have exploded. And we're now assigning autism to way more people than we ever would have in the past. What exactly is going on here, and is that a reasonable conclusion to what's happened in the last decade?
Well, in that case, that's actually, you know, more of a negative correlation, and so not causation. So you're correct. Is the issue that we're just diagnosing better? We have better tools. There's more recognition. That certainly may play a role in it. I think there's still a lot of unknowns. There may be other factors that are out there in the past, you know, decade or so that we are not aware of that may be causing this increase. And when you take a look at the Tylenol use, it does look like the Tylenol use is been steady or actually decreasing, you know, in pregnant patients. So that in itself is kind of goes the other way to the argument that there is an association or a cause for it. But nonetheless, these again are correlations and not stated causations.
Dr. Chow, the president used the words tough it out. He said women should just tough it out instead of taking Tylenol if they have a fever. But I mean, if a pregnant woman has a fever and doesn't take anything, that itself is risky, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, with fevers, it can cause, again, neural tube defects, heart defects, oral clefts. So there is danger in not treating fever also. And, you know, again, I'm hoping he's not saying just tough it out. I can say when my wife was pregnant, I would not say that because really that can be very difficult, you know, with the pregnancy and add on top of fever, discomfort, and the whole list. I think tough it out is probably a word I wouldn't say.
Tell your pregnant wife to tough it out. You'll be taking Tylenol after you got hit in the head with a frying pan.
Absolutely.
I'm wondering why this got the treatment it did yesterday and how the studies presented yesterday differ from things that, you know, quite frankly, we hear about all the time. You were talking earlier about how every 6 months, right, eggs are good for you. Actually, wait, eggs are bad for you. Eggs are good for you again. And, you know, it goes so on and so forth. But they're all based on studies. When does a study reach a level of being something that turns into a recommendation for doctors? Because we hear about studies all the time, but changing recommendations, not so much.
Yeah, that's a great question. And certainly you want, you know, large amounts of participants so that the number that are involved, the ideal studies are more they can control in the future versus what these are called observational studies, because it's not ethical to do studies on, you know, again, pregnant patients to see if something will be extremely beneficial versus detrimental. You can't do those kind of studies in these cases. So the studies that we do use are more observational, meaning we take a look and see what happens with an outcome, but without any intervention. So that being said, you did mention there's, you know, these have been studied actually for years and decades with Tylenol use in pregnancy. Probably the largest one to date was recently last year in JAMA, and this involved over 2 million children. The other ways to make these studies more powerful is to actually remove any kind of bias or any kind of confounding factors is what we call. And the confounding factors can be a lot of different things, right? It can be genetics. It could be a lot of different factors like other medications. It could be the reason why you're using Tylenol in the first place, maybe causing things. And so you try to get these studies as powerful as and without bias or confounding factors. This study in particular from last year actually had what's called sibling controls. And so you take away some of the confounding factors with, let's say, genetics and environmental factors because it's studied within the same family. So that study that you'll probably see a lot of doctors reference in the news is probably the biggest and most recent and best study that we have. And that particular study, not surprising, did not show any association with Tylenol as well as autism or neurodevelopmental disorders. And so that's why there is this, you know, again, back and forth about, well, which study do we believe? You know, that one to this date is still the gold standard at this point.
Well, Dr. Chow, thanks so much for joining us and helping us sort through this. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Dr. Joseph Chow with Western New York Immediate Care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.